Well, good morning, guys, and welcome to The Drive. I hope you're doing well. It is 5:07 in Mobile, Alabama. I'm going to the gym for the first time in a long time. Gotta try to get back into the habit. But this morning, again, we started talking about the storms. Right, that the book I wrote that just came out was called Why God: Understanding Storms and the Life of the Believer. And yesterday we talked about the calm when things are going great. And today I want to talk about the wind. The wind is unpredictable, right? You never know. I've done a lot of weddings, and that's one thing that people that are putting on the weddings, they have to consider. You know, the bride has to consider the wind factor because of her hair, you know. Things that are on the table, they can't be too light or the wind will blow them away. Or there may not be any wind at all. And it may just be incredibly hot. The wind is unpredictable. You don't know which way it's going to go. Here in the South, oftentimes the wind, when there is wind, it shifts. It shifts oftentimes. I remember my kids and my wife, obviously, we went and flew kites, and it was so difficult because the wind wasn't just going in one direction. So it kept shifting, and so right when they would get it up in the sky, the wind would shift, and the kite would just fall to the ground. I never had such a hard time flying a kite before with my kids, but the wind is unpredictable. Right, you don't know which way it's going. And it's the same thing with life. You know, sometimes it seems like everything is going in this direction. This is what's going to happen. It's planned out, all is well. Should be no problems. Like, this looks like where I need to go or what I need to do. And right when you get to that point, it changes. Things shift and you go, what in the world is happening here? Like, I didn't expect that, or I didn't foresee that. And that's the thing, like, God, to us it seems like things are changing, things are unpredictable, but from God's perspective it's as it should be. Like, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's got the plan. Yeah, like, he knows the plan for you. And so for us, we kind of, from our perspective, we see it as, I don't know what's going to happen. It changes so much. I have to remain flexible because things might change from day to day. They will change from day to day. But in the context of storms, you know, the wind is unpredictable. But our God is good. He is unchanging, you see. Hebrews makes it clear that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we don't have to worry. We don't have to let worry wreck us or break us down, you see, because God knows what he's doing. He's got the plan in his hands for our very lives. I think oftentimes when we stay in the state of worry because of unpredictable circumstances, we end up being a wreck. We are filled with anxiety. We worry incessantly and we wonder what is going on. We just freak out. Let's just say that. We just freak out because of changed plans or unpredictable predicaments, right? Or unforeseen problems as we see from our perspective. And we're just kind of like throwing up our hands going, I don't know. But I think we need to be confident in the Lord, especially during those unsure, uncertain, unpredictable times. Because when we truly trust God, truly trusting God means that We believe him to come through. We believe that his plan is going to come to pass, no matter what. So what we see as an unpredictable change, God sees as, that's how I planned it out. And we need to trust him that his plans, that his ways, that his purposes, and that his will come to pass. And so I would just say, don't let fear into your mind, into your heart. Don't let it invade who you are, or else you'll be living in this anxiety-filled state, that to where your growth in spiritual things is stunted because you're always just worrying so much. You're always fretting and freaking out, and you're so worried about changed plans, about changed circumstances, that it sort of stunts your growth. Not only that, you just stop even doing anything for the Lord because you're like, it's just going to change anyway. I can't take it anymore, right? And one little quote that, you know, Pastor Chuck, the founder of Calvary Chapel, said, and he has a lot of these little, you know, quips, but I love this one, is that he said, "Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be broken." Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be broken. I absolutely love that. Now, it's easy to hear and go, oh, that's such a nice saying. Oh, I'm going to totally do that. That sounds just great. But when we're in the midst of a circumstance where we thought it was going to go one way, and it totally shifts and goes the other way, it's hard. Right? It's difficult. So even as the winds change, it's in the context of flying a kite. Even as the winds change, we need to adjust our grip based upon the changes that happen in our life. The things that are altered. And that's okay to do. Because the Lord's in charge of the wind, right? He knows which way it's going. He knows what he's doing. Now, sometimes from our perspective, we can be like a deer in the headlights and go, what? Our jaws hit the floor and we're shocked. Like, why is this all changing? You know, and we can be melodramatic about it, but when we trust in the Lord and know he's sovereign and know he's in control of the wind and the weather, then we're going to worry much less. And our worry will be replaced with solid faith. Because we know for a fact that he knows what he's doing. Do you know for a fact that God knows what he's doing? Because if you do, if you're trusting him with your very life, then when things change, when circumstances start to get shifted and altered, you don't have to worry. Because God knew that was going to happen. Maybe God's allowing that change in order to help you. Or maybe we tried to hold on to something that was our will, and God's saying, no, that's not my will. I'm going to change that, you know. But either way, he's in control. Don't let a little wind knock you over, or knock you overboard, or make you or cause you to drift away. Don't let a little wind mess with you. Just trust God. Lean upon him. Because at the end of the day, and the beginning of the day, and everything in between, he's in control. He's in charge of the weather. So you have nothing to worry about. Rest in him. Find your hope in him. And know that he is in control. So may we look to him as our sovereign God, who is our navigator through this life. And may we remain flexible through it all, even as things change. Well, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you next time.